This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, t-shirts, sex days off, and Target popcorn. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, you like a pizza? Sure, everybody likes a pizza. You like your pizza fast? Sure, everybody want their pizza fast. Well, that's why you should call me. Hello, I'm a Tony Razzi. You know, when my father passed down old family recipes to me, he said, Tony, my son, you got to deliver pizzas fast as you can. So, in his spirit, I named my restaurant after him. Paparazzi Pizza.
Oh, no.
At Paparazzi Pizza, our fleet of speedy motorcycles are ready to chase you down and give you a nice hot pizza. But that's not all you get. We'll also snap some candid photos of whoever answered the door.
Paparazzi Pizza!
Hi, can I...
Smile! A little bit to the left. Move over here.
Get
away. Smile!
Stop it.
That's good. You look good.
Stop it.
Are you sleepy?
That's it. I'm out of here. I'm going to the police.
Now, wait a moment. You can't get away from Paparazzi Pizza. Oh, you can't get away from Paparazzi. Here I come.
You can run, but you can't hide from a Paparazzi Pizza. At Paparazzi's, you get a pizza in a flash, whether you want it or not.
Hey, leave me alone, you parasite.
Good when you're angry. Slow down, your pizza, it's getting cold.
Don't call us, we'll find you. Smile, it's a Paparazzi Pizza.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee there with the news. There's Pat Godwin with the guitar.
Hello.
There's Jeff Oskey with the beard and the attitude. There's Josh Arnold.
Hi there.
There's Ace Cosby.
Yeah, it sounds like a shirt you'd see at Hot Topic. I got a beard and an attitude.
Yeah, dude, that's a great shirt. Oh, what did I see? There's a T-shirt. Oh, hi, Willie.
Hey, man, what's going on?
There's a chick. There's a T-shirt. It says, I just took the biggest...
Oh, no.
At Bucky's. And it's got the beat Bucky, a circle of the, and it's got all these, it's giant.
Nice. Oh, honey, we're going out to dinner. Why don't you just wear your I just took the biggest at a Bucky's? Come on, sweetie, wear your nice shirt.
My mom would like to see you in that.
Chick, I saw a lady at a truck stop wearing a T-shirt once that said,
my reality check bounced? Would you speak to her?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't want to cut her off while she's buying lottery tickets. I would let her just do her thing.
All right, I hope I can do this justice. I've just seen this come across.
Justice.
My Twitter feed, there's a lonely dog staring out at the ocean, and the caption is, "Life without football."
That's great.
He's just waiting.
It's fine. I'm okay. I've got TV shows to watch until March Madness. Then I've got the rest of basketball, baseball season. Football's back in no time. We're all good.
I do like the March Madness. I'm surprised how that's taken over me. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I do like that. Especially the earlier the game, the better.
Yeah.
I do like early basketball.
Yesterday, a Creighton game was on, and I was like, oh, cool. This actually kind of means something. I got to watch this Creighton game and have some fun.
Let's go Barrels.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's right.
Do you bet on it?
No, not yet. I'll start betting when the tournament starts, probably. I have no idea what's going on right now. Also, it's kind of a weird season. I'm not sure who's...
Yeah,
my usual teams aren't doing well.
I know, like, every team in the SEC is going to make the tournament. I guess they've got some badass.
Big Ten's got some badass basketball.
Securities and Exchange Commission?
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're getting involved.
What do they have to do with it?
Come on.
I tell you, big government. It's
come on, John. Christy, what do you got over there?
Well, I know it's Monday, President's Day. A lot of people don't have work today. But if you're sitting there thinking, man, I should call in. Have you ever called in for a sex day? A new survey from Zip Health reveals so-called sex days might actually increase productivity in the workplace.
How about that?
According to the poll of 800 employees and 200 managers, over 3 in 5 employees support the idea of paid or unpaid sex days.
This is here in the States?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And 1 in 2 employees who have taken a sex day reported increased productivity.
Really?
15% of employers said they would implement sex days, while 3% of employers say they already do.
You know, this makes sense. Couples, their kids are, you know, they go to work while the kids are in school. They get home. The kids are home. They're super busy.
Yeah.
This makes sense.
Nearly 1 in 5 Americans would feel comfortable approaching their managers about taking a sex day or a sexual wellness day. Can we call your dad and go, hey, I need a sex day.
Again, I think we're in a... Tom, I think, would say, yeah, do it.
Yeah. I really do. Why don't we just say, hey, a couple extra personal days? Do you have to call in and tell your boss?
You're having sex?
I know, I am wondering that, too.
Why is that Verizon's issue? Why do I have to tell them?
Yes. 1 in 5 employees would consider leaving their job for one that offered sex days.
You're right.
Yeah, if I work at Salesforce, I don't want to call my boss and go, hey, I'm doing it today. Can't make it in.
Yeah, right? Why wouldn't you just say I'm taking a day off?
Yeah.
I don't like Tom's attitude when you talk about stuff. Like when you do a show, he'll say, you know, you're coming back on Sunday. You're driving a couple hours. Take the month off.
It's almost as if he hates us.
Tom's generosity oftentimes is real rude.
Yes.
you go, take the month off. Yeah. And you start to get a little insecure.
Yeah, Pat, last year he told me to take the ski trip off. So I get it. You know, you get... Sometimes everybody wants a little break.
Hey, why don't you take our friendship off?
60% of employees said that they had taken time off to simply spend quality time with their partners.
Yeah.
While 15% had specifically taken a day off just for intimacy.
This is dangerous.
Yeah. Well, I've never done it with a partner, but I took a personal day in high school. I almost pulled the thing off, man. It was crazy.
You know, Josh took 2 personal days just to be with, his significant other. Why won't you do that?
I see.
Nearly half of employee respondents said offering sex days could significantly reduce the stigma surrounding sexual health, creating a more open and supportive environment.
That's why they want to say it then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't buy it.
No.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
And for employers, the greatest barriers to offering paid or unpaid sex days were, I love this one, workplace stigma or gossip. Oh, did you hear? Josh took a sex day yesterday.
The same day that Linda did.
Yeah.
Are they there humping?
I, for one, am glad I can finally get in the supply closet.
Well, because when you take a day off, everyone does speculate anyways. Like, we do it jokingly. We'll be like, oh, Christy's getting her feet scraped or whatever it is. But when someone takes a day off, we all go in the break room and go, Wonder why they're not here. Yeah. You know, it's, you do it privately.
Really? Yeah, Christy's buying a China baby. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we always kind of know why you're taking people. The day off.
Yeah, defining and monitoring appropriate use is one of the problems for employers. Employee misuse is one of their barriers to offering the paid or unpaid sex days.
I'll show him. I just won't show up. I'll tell him I'm sick. That's right.
Potential backlash from leadership or stakeholders. Or legal compliance challenges. Uh-oh. Yeah, then you've got, well, Susie got a day and I didn't get a day.
So what are the rules here? So HR.
I'm 1/9 Comanche.
You can't walk through your office going, I'm having sex tomorrow.
No. I don't think
you're
so.
You're going to get an, your HR is going to.
Yeah.
They should just go ahead and make some sort of definition of personal days. And add this to it.
Yeah.
And not say right. anything about
but
it.
But they're saying, oh, well, we want to try to destigmatize sex, so we're we want to be open.
I'm sorry, we're all children.
Okay. This is going to happen.
And I feel like some corporate cultures try to get too involved. Like if you go to a funeral, they'll make you bring back some sort of proof of that. They'll make you bring back a booklet from a wedding. Hey, take a picture of the condom when you're done. They can't. What are they going to do to you?
I heard doctor's excuse. I've never heard a picture of me by the coffin.
Yeah. All right. That leads me right to my next story.
Does it really?
Quick though, Willie was saying you guys talk about me when I'm.
No. Yeah.
When I'm on these fishing trips, are you guys speculating he's not actually fishing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
He's with his brother.
What do you think I'm doing?
He's family.
Laying on your ass at home.
Maybe a day or two out of the four that I've
got. reading a book in a cabin by yourself and told him where you're fishing. Mm-hmm.
We have a group chat called Don't Tell Josh About This.
Don't Tell Josh.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be the subject of a secret group chat.
It's going to be a podcast.
That's the other thing. What if you're single? Do you have to take like a jacker day or off or well, you just aren't allowed off?
Jacker day. Well,
all right. I'll see you guys next week. Tomorrow's my big whacking off day.
Well, it's good for your health. Everybody knows that.
There's a good one.
There's no stigma anymore. That's good for your health.
That is
true.
Prostate.
That is true. Your boss gives you a bottle of lube and tissues with a corporate logo on it.
You know, that actually reminds me, we have Mr. Paul Lind here. I don't know if you guys knew. Paul Lind, everybody.
Yeah.
Good to see you, sir.
How's everybody doing?
Well, we have a question here, Paul. Yes. It's the most abused and neglected part of your body. What is it?
Well, it may be abused, but it's not neglected.
Mr. Lind.
Kristen? Well done.
I'll take that. A Singaporean man was fined thousands of dollars for forging his grandfather's death certificate in order to get time off work. According to Oddity Central, 29-year-old Bharath Gopal was working as a security financing operation analyst.
Welcome to Oddity Central.
When his then-girlfriend had cheated on him and he found himself unable to focus on his job. Rather than applying for the annual leave offered by his employer, the man asked for paid compassionate leave, claiming his grandfather had died. When a supervisor asked for the death certificate, Mr. Gopal forged the document, but his lie was ultimately discovered. He pleaded guilty and was fined $4,000.
I've often said this for the longest time. None of us, I think, maybe Josh would, out of all of us, function very well in a regular office environment.
Yeah, he would.
I wasn't great. I mean, I did it for years.
Yeah.
Years. And I was not particularly good at it.
Doctor's excuses and paperwork. And
no.
Were you the funny guy in the office, though?
Yes, but I, to the chagrin of some of my supervisors. Yeah, I wasn't liked by everybody.
They didn't get you.
I'm sure I was obnoxious.
Did they have a what the hell's Josh doing podcast too? Like we do.
It was before podcast, so it was just
kind of a
chat room,
like a book club.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Man, yeah, I was not. Some days I would just leave and go to the movies and then, and then come back.
See? What are you doing, Josh? I took a long lunch.
Exactly. I had to meet the Johnsons for the fire.
Over there.
Josh, why does your soda have Spider-Man on it?
Don't worry about it. I go to the. I just get my soda from the movie theater.
My $7 soda?
I just eat popcorn for lunch.
I'm terrible with money.
Yeah. I like the souvenir cups. Okay?
Your dad, you used to go to a theater just to get popcorn.
Yeah, I know. He does a lot of weird
stuff. Movie theaters love that.
I did it, too.
Oh, of course they do.
I did it, too. Yeah. I love that popcorn.
Do they still have that there? I haven't been to that theater in a while.
Chick, are you a Target popcorn guy? Love the Target popcorn, and I've always said that's Target's secret to success.
Yes, that's right.
Is the popcorn in your cart while you're shopping.
There's a grocery store that now has.
Yes, they do.
I don't know do they still have popcorn at Target?
I didn't know they ever did.
No kidding.
That is right there when you come in.
That's that Target smell, man, that popcorn.
They had it at the grocery store yesterday when I was in there.
You can get it at a grocery store now.
Can we get every store on board with the Target cart?
That cart
is the best cart ever invented on the hard face of the earth.
They're the finest carts,
right?
Yeah.
They are the finest carts in the market.
You're right.
Yeah. I never get the wheel wobble. I never get a do-do-do-do-do cart. Like, I don't know what they're doing, but they've taken it to a whole new
level. Every Target has 24 cart mechanics on staff. That's right.
Well, babe, good idea. That was great.
Have you ever had the grocery store carts that will shut off, the wheels come to a complete stop? They lock.
Yeah.
When you get, like,
I used to live in the hood.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, timeout.
No, and sometimes, like, if you didn't park in the three lanes right in front of the store and park, like, you know, in a closer spot, but like six lanes down, you'd be pushing your cart and just lock up in the middle of the parking lot.
They'd have to take
all your stuff out.
It's some sort of theft prevention.
I have never heard of such a thing. They just start putting
low jacks kind of on carts so they know where they are.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys need to move.
Mine malfunctioned. And it shut off right when I went through the exit doors.
Oh, my.
And I was like, what do I do? And the guy goes, you know, you got to just switch with another cart, but I just I essentially did a sled push all the way to my car. I just muscled it.
So what about
some local high school offensive line coach? Get low, Arnold. Make sure you get low and push.
Maybe we should Target carts, but Costco carts are pretty good too.
They are. They're the size of Escalades,
and they're gigantic. Exactly. Yeah. They're much bigger. Yeah.
Can you take, I don't have a Costco membership. Can you take me there so I can get a bunch of pesto?
If you promise to behave yourself.
Can I get a hot dog at the end?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
I've only ever used a little basket, never a cart.
What?
Just a little basket.
Well, you're just a fairy.
What are we doing? I didn't know we were doing that.
We're not.
We aren't. No. You all are. You're with me. It's a fairy move to have a little basket.
I don't have time for the cart. I'm in and out.
I do have a bit of a problem using and I always use the small shopping cart.
Yeah, I do too.
But it is a little emasculating.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Oh, you got your little berries in your little cart there?
Oh, jeez. I know you.
And by the way, that's me saying it to me.
No, you don't have to. You don't overbuy that one.
I know you pay for the popcorn at Target, but what's the actual legal ramifications of camping out in the bulk food aisle and eating like the yogurt pretzels and the chocolate covered raisins? Mm-hmm. Is that
that's illegal?
Is that shoplifting?
You're not going to.
I'm eating it right now.
Right?
Are you going to pay right now?
No, I'm not going to pay for it. Whatever goes into my belly, I'm not paying for.
I consider those free samples.
I take a radish and buy a radish. I take a radish and I buy a bag. Is that stealing?
So technically you're stealing a radish.
My son thinks it is.
But you're essentially stealing
dirt. You are stealing.
I'm stealing one radish.
They have those little square peanut butter. It's like half a Zagnut bar. I eat those all the time. Boy, those are good.
You are kind of a thief.
Yeah. I've never felt more alive. Yeah. when I'm stealing.
Are you trying not to chew in front of people that work there?
Mm-hmm. Some guy wants
nothing from me.
I was there once with my mouth. This guy came over and goes, everything... Finding everything you need over here.
You have a big chocolate stain on your hoodie.
Yeah.
It's hard not to.
You can't charge people. You don't know how much they've eaten.
I can't believe you do this.
It's hard not to take a little grape, though, right?
It's really hard.
Buddy, I've got no problem doing it.
Ever take a bite out of an apple and put it back?
I haven't done that, but I'm doing that later today.
Though. We have somebody taking a bite out of a woman coming up when we
Holy hell!
Jeez,
we
need to see how pretty she is. Some women, they're asking to be big.
Especially if you're a shark.
Big juicy cat.
She's going to lay there and dress like that.
Take a bite of
them. We'll be back, right? Everybody all right?
Yeah, we're okay. Yeah, we're also okay. Coming up, we have... tigers, zebras, and other stuffed animals.
Tiger zebras don't exist.
But these are real ones. They're like taxidermied animals. Yeah, apparently there's a problem with some arsenic, but we'll talk about that.
Boy, you run into a zeiger.
Yeah,
that's a tough animal.
But it's usually too busy hunting itself. Running around in a circle.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.